from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Curtis is on vacation. He, like the rest of the world, will finally be back to work after Labor Day, which, hard to believe, this is Labor Day weekend. Sad. I know you love fall.
I love fall. Before Wiggy says it, I don't love winter.
But that's, it's coming.
Okay, it's always coming. Even if you say in spring you love summer. Well, winter's coming.
Yeah, but it's a long way away.
Here is Keith in the truck. Hello, Keith.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously for all these years, Bill had his own style. And I've seen his protege after protege go out there and try to kind of copy his style, and none of them have been successful. My guess is that Mayo will get burned here and there for something, maybe for giving up too much information, and then over time he will adjust. He will still give him information, but at some point or another he'll cut it back a little bit and kind of find that happy medium. But I think it's refreshing, even though, like I said, he's going to get burned by his words, but he'll adjust. He's a new coach. I expect him to improve over time.
Yeah, well,
Bill.
I'm sure that there will be improvements, and like Wiggy said, he is a brand new head coach. Scheim thinks that it's a good thing to learn on the job. In that role, and so we'll see.
Never said it was a good thing, but I'm saying that's what he was thrust into. Like, he was given the job by the Crafts. It's wrongly placed anger. If you want to be angry at anybody, be angry at the Crafts, be angry at the front office. The front office is the one responsible for the offensive line. The Crafts are the ones putting a guy who's inexperienced in a role that needs a lot of experience. Like, I don't understand why everybody's mad at Mayo for a job that he's never done before and he's figuring things out. Like, it's wrongly placed anger.
Yeah,
but I don't get, like, isn't that every head coach who gets their first job, they've never done it before? So the bigger question that we need some clarity on, and I know my boy Gerard's listening, so help me out because I'm a little confused on this one. When it comes to depth chart and deciding who starters are, who the ones and the twos are, who has final say in that?
It should be him.
It should be Gerard, right?
Yes.
Do you think he does?
I would hope that he would.
But if Bill didn't even have final say at the most important position last season,
but I think
if you believe that, then Gerard Mayo probably is finding himself in a similar situation.
No, see, I think you're missing the two. Bill had final say when it came to depth chart and first team and second teamers. But when it came to maybe drafting,
people were saying that he did not want Mac Jones to start last season, that Bill Belichick, that he did not have final say. He was told Mac Jones was going to be their starter.
Who was saying this?
Kraft.
Lots of people.
People were saying that was Kraft was telling him, you must play Mac Jones, and that Bill, in spite, then started being mean to Mac Jones. That is what so many people were saying last season.
Last season?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, last season he came in, he might have had some reservation on wanting to move on from Mac Jones, and they wouldn't allow it. But then once he kind of came in. I don't think Bill ever goes.
Do you think Gerard Mayo has overall authority on everything there?
Not everything.
Okay, so what you divide? You think who has final say when it comes to personnel?
I would say
Elliot Wolf.
Elliot Wolf on who's coming and going.
So he's got complete control over that. Gerard Mayo has, you know, he can raise his hand at a meeting or whatever.
Yeah, he's in. He got a seat at the table.
But that's what they wanted to do, is separate. Bill had too much control.
Right, and that's most GMs have control about who's coming and going. All right, do we trade for this guy? Do we draft this guy? Do we sign this guy as a free agent? Like, that I would say is most GMs in the league have that final say in that. But I think the coach has the final say when it comes to deciding how the depth chart looks and who the starters are. Do you think Elliot Wolf goes into the meeting and says, you know what? I want Pop Douglas to be the number two and not the number three.
I hope he doesn't. But
right.
Do you think when it comes to the starting quarterback and Drake May specifically, there was a plan? We've now been told 10 times by Gerard Mayo there was a plan.
Yes.
And when he says it, he says, we had a plan.
Yes.
I didn't have a plan. So who created that plan for Drake May, whatever that plan is
was? I think they created it collectively to say...
Who? Elliot Wolf.
Elliot Wolf. And Gerard Mayo, and saying, okay, if we draft...
Not Robert Kraft.
Maybe one of the Krafts too, whether it's Robert or Jonathan. If we draft this kid at number three, let's try to not rush him to play. And I think everybody in the room goes, okay, we're all in agreement on do that. Let's see if we can find a quarterback out there that we can bring in for 1 year that can start the majority of the season, and we could take our time with Drake May. I think that was the plan that they all agreed on. But like Mayo said, the plans then change. Do you think
whose idea was it to do nothing to address the offensive line?
Because
I would like that person fired.
Elliot Wolf.
Oh, that's Elliot Wolf.
I think he's the decision maker when he decides on who's coming and who's going, who they should go after, and who they're not going after.
This is Pauly from Dedham. What's up, Pauly?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. What's going on, Greg and Courtney, you two?
Oh, thank you, Paul.
I don't know where I went wrong yesterday, but anyway.
Some people are saying it was what went right yesterday, but that's okay. Go ahead. What's next?
I love you, Greg. You're the man. Anyway, I want to start off by saying that I do not like Gerard Mayo. I love Gerard Mayo. About a year before they hired him, I was all over the radio. I was all over Arkham one afternoon saying, when he was looking for other head coaching spots, you've got to stop this. You've got to keep him. He's the guy in waiting. He played in the system. He coached in the system. Guys like these don't grow on trees. He's highly intelligent. He knows what he's doing. And I'm going to tell you further as well that these players, they love their coach. They will play for this guy. Mm-hmm. Like people used to come here, players used to come here to play with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. It's going to be Drake May and Gerard Mayo. The difference is they will not be playing for Gerard Mayo through fear like they did for Belichick. They will be playing and going through walls for him out of love for the man. But you don't mess with him. Ask Matthew Judon, because he will pull the trigger on you. Mm-hmm. Now, you can't put May. Today is a big day. You've got to fix that offensive line. I'm saying they're probably going to take at least two guys off that waiver wire and fix that offensive line before you even think of putting Drake May in. Fix that line. Oh. And Greg?
Yeah.
Yeah. Belichick. It's going to be Drake. What? Gerard Mayo.
I can't hear you anymore, Paul. All right,
yeah,
Paul,
we lost
thank
Paul.
You finally, I don't know what happened.
Did he just like drop his phone in
a
puddle?
I think he accidentally ate it.
We've all been there.
Like the waiver wire. Who do you think has say on who comes and goes?
I think it's probably Elliot Wolf, unfortunately.
Right, but then once those guys get here, I think it then becomes Mayo and the coaches to decide how the depth chart looks, and then I think it's Mayo's final call. So let's say in the room, Alex Van Pelt is a Brissett guy.
Mm-hmm.
But Mayo likes Drake May. I think if Mayo says to Alex, hey, listen, Drake May gives us a better chance to win, we're going to play him. I don't think Alex is going, no, coach.
Okay.
And then,
I hope you're right.
And I don't think, and I would say if Elliot Wolf is then coming in and going, listen, Gerard, I know you like Drake and you think he gives us the best chance of winning, but we're going with Jacoby Brissett, then I would say to the Crafts, that's wrong. Because your GM shouldn't tell your head coach who should be starting.
Yeah. All right. Well, theoretically, we could find out who the starter is today, but most likely you think it will be tomorrow.
Yeah, because right? He kind of gave us that little nugget.
Okay. And you'll get nuggets, I'm hoping, from Jacoby Brissett when he is on this afternoon on this radio station at 3.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.